Oh, hi there. I'm Bob the Tomato. Come on over to my house. Welcome to my house. It's the one up on the hill. It's the place I cook my dinners, take my baths, and pay my bills. It's the place that I get letters from kids like you.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry.
Every day we get a letter, gotta make the problem better.
Do you like my yellow sweater?
VeggieTales.
You've seen us on DVD.
But now at last we're on TV.
From Portland to Schenectady.
It's VeggieTales.
Hey, Archie, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Depending on age and size, about a cord and a half.
That sounds about right.
Hi, kids. Welcome to VeggieTales.
On TV.
And we're waiting for a letter.
There it is.
Mail, here is your mail. It's here in my bag, not in bucket or pail. I bring it through hailstorm or blizzard or gale, for I am the man who delivers your mail.
Where's the letter?
Oh, yeah. It's right here. I'll just put it through the mail slot.
You can just hand it to us.
Oh, I got it.
What's it say, Bob?
It says, Dear Bob and Larry, Christmas is coming and I'm so excited. I gave my mom and dad a mega list of all the presents I want to get this year. But I went to the mall today and saw a bunch more things that I really, really want. Only, I can't find where my mom hid my list. So I need your help. How am I going to put all those new things I want on the missing list to make sure I get everything? Signed, Jody from Fort Wayne. Oh, boy, Jody. You know, Christmas isn't all about...
Oh, that reminds me.
Larry, where are you going?
To the basement, where I keep my super-secret treasure chest.
How big is your treasure chest?
Pretty big. There you are, Mr. Muffin. How'd you get in here?
Larry, we're still on the air, and we have to help Jody learn that giving is better than receiving on Christmas.
Got it!
What's this?
Your Christmas present from last year. I forgot to give it to you. Didn't have time to wrap it. Merry Christmas, Bob.
Oh, thank you, Larry. Merry Christmas to you, too. Jody, why don't you watch this with us? I think you'll see that Christmas isn't just about piling up presents for yourself. The special meaning of Christmas is in giving.
If you want to give me my gift now, I'll pretend to be surprised.
Now, let's see. A Christmas story. Oh, did I ever tell you about the town that didn't get Christmas?
You mean they didn't have Christmas?
No, I mean they didn't get Christmas. They had Christmas. They loved the packages and the toys and everything, but they didn't understand what Christmas was really about. Now, let's see. What was the name of that? Dinkletown, that's it. I used to deliver the mail there. Now, the children of Dinkletown love to see me around Christmas time, cause they all thought they was getting something.
I can't believe it's Christmas. I think I'm finally getting something. Can't believe it's Christmas, my favorite time of year.
I can't believe it's Christmas. Been dreaming of a sugar plum thing. Can't believe it's Christmas. Oh boy, it's finally here.
We
can't believe it's Christmas. Been waiting for a million hours. Can't believe it's Christmas. Oh, what a nifty day. We can't believe it's Christmas. Took working as an 18 shower. Can't believe it's Christmas. And now it's time to play. We can't believe it's Christmas. We think we're finally getting something. Can't believe it's Christmas. Our favorite time of year. We can't believe it's Christmas. Been dreaming all the time. We can't believe it's Christmas. Oh, boy, it's finally.
Boy, my spine leaves.
Boy, it's finally here.
Where did the... Oh, number four. Well, that was easy.
What is it?
It's got a button.
Push it, push it.
Christmas. Say, kids, have you got the Don't Know What I Want for Christmas blues? Well, if I know anything about toys, and you know I do, I know just what you're looking for. You want a toy that's fun. You want a toy that's cute. But most of all, you want a toy with a fully functional buzzsaw built into its right arm. That's right. You want Buzzsaw Louie. Cool, huh? But wait, there's more. Buzzsaw Louie also knows the true meaning of Christmas. All you have to do is press his nose.
Christmas is when you get stuff. You need more toys.
Just as soon as your parents phone in and order Buzzsaw Louie, one of our trained patrons will deliver him right to your door. So take it from me, Mr. Nezzer, Santa Claus, and my little elf helper.
Look at me. I'm an elf.
You just won't be happy until your parents get you a Buzzsaw Louie, the only toy with a working buzzsaw, and the true meaning of Christmas.
Billy has more toys than you.
It's working wonderfully.
What's working, boss? You mean you wanted those kids to be all whiny?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it, boss.
You see, Mr. Lunt, the only way their parents will get them to stop whining is to buy them lots of toys. And as the owner of the Nezzer Toy Factory, I'll make out like a bandit.
Whoa, boss, you are very wily.
More wily than my brother, Nebby K?
You mean the one with the chocolate factory that I used to work for? Oh, you are much more wily than him.
Good. Soon everyone will know that Wally P. Nezzer is the wiliest Nezzer of them all.
Oh, there's no doubt about that, boss.
Well, fire up the assembly line, Mr. Lunt. We've got money to make. And that's what Christmas is all about.
That's not what Christmas is about.
I know that, and you know that, but Wally P. Nezzer was a little confused, and thanks to his TV commercial, so was everybody else. The kids were a-whining, and the toys were flying off assembly line just like he planned.
That must have been the worst Christmas ever.
Oh, yes, it would have been, if it wasn't for what happened next.
What? What happened?
Well, as the toys were coming down the assembly line having their noses tested, one of them winced. He grimaced, made a face, didn't like the sound of the words that was coming out of his own head.
But he was just a toy.
Maybe he was wired different. Who knows? Anyways, that night, while all the other toys were waiting to get sent out, he was doing some thinking.
Grumpy kids, greedy dreams. This is not what Christmas means. I'm just a toy, I don't claim to be a genius, but there must be more to Christmas. There must be more to Christmas. I think we're really missing something. Must be more to Christmas. But what?
Yes, there had to be more. Louie didn't know what it was, but he figured it was about time somebody found out. Before. Why, he'd never even been out of his box before. But he was a smart toy. How hard could it be?
maybe a little harder than he thought.
Aren't we going a little fast?
Look out for that tree.
Tree? Well, what tree?
No problem. Hang on, guys!
What? Why? Why do I need to hang on?
That was fun!
I want to do it again.
You know, I really can't see anything from back here. Do you guys know where we're going?
No idea. Never been here before.
No one knows what lies around the next...
What? Hey, where's everybody?
Guys, look what I found!
That's a Buzzsaw Louie!
Cool! Push his nose! Push his nose!
Okay.
You need more toys.
Now that's the true meaning of Christmas.
No, it isn't.
Who said that?
I did. That's not what Christmas is about.
It's not?
No. Christmas isn't about whining and begging for more toys.
Well, then what is it about?
I don't know. But I'm going to find out. I'm on an adventure.
Ooh.
Or at least I was until I got stuck in that snowdrift.
Well, maybe we could help you.
Hey, I know someone who's really, really smart. Maybe they could tell us what Christmas means.
Well, they all thought that was a great idea, so they headed off together to see this smart person.
Who was it?
Well, it was, me.
You, Grandpa George?
Don't act so surprised. Yep, three boys and a funny little toy show up at my front door wondering if I know the true meaning of Christmas.
Well, did you?
Of course, but I didn't want to just give it to him, so I read him a story from a very old book. Here it is. That night in the fields near Bethlehem, some shepherds were guarding their sheep. All at once, an angel came down to them from the Lord, and the brightness of the Lord's glory flashed all around them. The shepherds were frightened, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you, which will make everyone happy. This very day in King David's hometown, a Savior was born for you. He is Christ the Lord. You will know who he is because you'll find him dressed in baby clothes and lying on a bed of hay." Suddenly, many other angels came down from heaven and joined in praising God. They said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men." Don't you see? That baby was Jesus. That night was the first Christmas. You see, God loved people so much that he gave his only son so that everyone could be with him someday. Christmas isn't about getting, it's about giving. And it's especially about a little baby named Jesus, who was the greatest gift of all.
You are smart, Grandpa George. Is that the end of the story?
Oh, no. Now they knew what Christmas was about, but everybody else was still in the dark.
Yay! 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 Yay!
Oh, boy, it's gotten worse. We've got to tell Dinkletown what we know about Christmas.
Yeah.
But that TV commercial didn't just go to Dinkletown. It went everywhere. We've got to tell everybody.
But Christmas is tomorrow. How could we possibly go everywhere?
This is hopeless. Christmas is ruined.
No, there must be a way. Keep thinking. I've got it.
Huh?
We've got to get into that toy factory. Follow me, everyone. We can save Christmas.
I still don't understand why we're here.
Yeah, I just got out of this place. I don't want to go back in.
Shh! You'll just have to trust me. It's the only way. It's gotta be around here somewhere.
Why, this is a...
It's a...
TV studio?
That's right! It was Mr. Nez's television studio. Now, Junior figured that since it was a TV commercial that got him into this mess, maybe another TV commercial could get him out of it. Well, here's hoping.
Junior Asparagus from Dinkletown with an important message. We were wrong about Christmas. Christmas isn't about being selfish and begging for more toys. Not that toys are bad. I have a few myself that I enjoy very much. But you see, there's much more to Christmas.
Louie?
Thank you, Junior. Everybody, when it comes to Christmas,
now Louie told him about the true meaning of Christmas, about God's love and the baby Jesus, about how giving very often makes us feel better than getting. Knowing the truth about Christmas made everybody very happy. Well, almost everybody.
They're not whining. Why aren't they whining?
I don't know, boss.
So this Christmas, instead of whining for more toys, let's try to be thankful for our families.
That's my toy. That's my TV studio. Mr. Lunch, somebody's trying to ruin my Christmas.
So you see, that's what Christmas is really about.
And if we remember that, this will be the best Christmas ever.
Decided to borrow my TV studio. Uh-oh, it looks like we're about to experience some technical difficulties.
So you're the guys who want to ruin my Christmas.
No, that's not it at all. We just want everyone to know what Christmas is really about.
Do you think they care?
Well...
Do you really think they care about all that giving and love stuff?
Well...
Listen, the only thing kids want to know about Christmas is that they're going to get more toys. And I intend to keep it that way. That's why I'm going to have to send you boys on a little trip. Let's see, where would you like to go? Wibblestown? Bumbleyburg? Pugsleyville? Oh, I hear it's nice this time of year. Mr. Lunt, 4 tickets to Pugsleyville, please.
Right away, boss.
Way to go.
The plunger, Mr. Lunt. Now on my signal, 3, 2, 1 last thing. If those people really cared about what you had to say, where are they now?
We're right here.
Huh?
We care very much about the true meaning of Christmas, Mr. Nezzer.
That's why we came here, to give you what you deserve.
Oh, you didn't really think I was gonna... Oh, that was just a joke. I wouldn't... What are you gonna do?
Mr. Nezzer? Merry Christmas.
What? Is that for me? Oh, it's a little bear. Oh, I always wanted a Christmas present, but we were too poor. You don't know how happy this makes me. Look. Look, isn't it cute?
Wow, so it was a good Christmas after all.
Annie, it was a great Christmas. The next day, everyone got together to exchange gifts. Why, even Mr. Nezzer was there.
Oh, Mr. Nezzer, how did you know?
Oh, I have one just like that.
It's just what I always wanted.
You can get it back.
What about Louie? What happened to him?
Well, he ended up living in Dinkletown. At first, he wanted to have his buzzsaw surgically removed so nobody would get hurt. But then he finally figured out what it was good for.
What?
Making furniture. Why, he filled Dinkletown with new tables and chairs and hutches and spice racks and those little things to hang your mugs on and... Well, you get the picture.
I need more wood!
But the best part of all was that they finally knew what Christmas really meant. And they just couldn't stop thinking about it and talking about it and even singing about it. Yep, it was the best Christmas ever.
So, Jody, I hope you can see from that story how Christmas shouldn't be about getting everything you want.
It's more about giving. Like when I gave you that keychain I brought all the way back from Fiji. Giving it to you made me feel terrific.
Exactly. Christmas should be about the joy there is in giving.
So, Bob, don't you want to feel joyful and terrific?
What are you trying to say, Larry?
I got you a gift, and it's better to give than receive on Christmas.
But it's not Christmas yet.
Did I mention that keychain's from Fiji?
Merry Christmas, Jody. Say Merry Christmas, Larry.
Merry Christmas!
Christmas time is here! We can't believe it's Christmas! It's Christmas, our favorite time of year.